For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ryan, right now, your crystal ball says the Steelers will pick who in the first round?
Shador is where I'm leaning. Kenneth Grant. Makes sense, the defensive tackle from Michigan, but I think if Shador is there, and man, it feels like he's going to be, that might be the path we're going down. And I can't see you guys, but I can imagine what your faces look like right now.
I'm scrolling down the mock draft homepage on CBSSports.com where everybody's mocks are compiled.
Oh, it's almost horrifying. In unison.
It's horrifying.
To you it is. You're not a big fan of the Shador Sanders pick. I'm way more open-minded about it than you.
One of the only picks that's – well, another one's Omarion Hampton, which I would not really like at all. And then one of them's even worse than Sanders. It's Jackson Dart.
Oh, my God.
I can assuage some concerns for you. Jackson Dart's not going in the first round, from what
he's
I understand.
He's not going to that. He's not going to be in the green room anymore, so it looks like his agent's insane campaign to gas him up has finally run out of steam.
Yeah, I won't speak to that. But
I've just been hearing from people that the agent was working overtime there to put him up, but I've heard the same things as you, that he's not a first-round guy anymore.
So don't burn any calories getting angry about that on the mock draft machine there. But Shador feels like a reality, and I think some people in that building who have a lot of pull, who we know who he is, they like Shador, and I get that. And this may not make you feel better or the listeners, but I feel much better about Shador than I did about Kenny Pickett when he was drafted 20th overall.
Tell us why, because today Mike described Shador very similarly to the way he talked about Kenny, with intangibles and competitive spirit and things like that.
Stuff.
Yep.
Nothing about the stuff he actually does well tangibly.
Coming out, I had questions about Kenny Pickett's ability to throw on time and to get through his reads. I think Shador is he's a smart player, number one. He doesn't turn the ball over, number two. And the two things he didn't have at Colorado, a run game, like non-existent run game, and an offensive line. Now, we can have conversations about what this offensive line is going to look like in Pittsburgh. You would hope that they're younger, get Palatano back, they can have an opportunity to be better. We shall see. But at least Arthur Smith will provide a young quarterback, whoever it is, with a run game and a defense. And again, we need a defensive tackle if you're in Pittsburgh in that draft room. So that's also a point of conversation. But I think given that, the other thing that I keep coming back to, and Kenny Pickett was afforded the ability to sit for a little bit too, the head Mr. Trubisky at the time. Aaron Rodgers, or whoever it is, you would imagine that Shador's not going to start right away. And we live in a world where that's an impossibility with a first-round quarterback. I think it's okay to let a quarterback have a chance at least a month or two to sort of figure things out. And I think that would be in his best interest wherever he lands. But physically, you know, I'm sure Kenny Pickett probably would run a faster 40. We didn't see Shador run. He has the same arms. Kenny probably a little better, I think. I think he's a little he's better in the pocket in terms of feeling pressure, in terms of getting the ball out on time. Those things I feel a little bit better about. But again, I think he's a bottom of the first half quarterback in terms of where he gets drafted, and that's where he may end up going. And the other thing, and you guys know this as well as I do, first-round pick quarterbacks work out 45% of the time. So if you take two and you love Cam Ward and you're taking the second guy, chances are it's not going to be as good an outcome for you had you had the first overall pick.
Where do you overall rank Sanders as a prospect in this draft, Ryan?
He on my big board.
Yep.
Positions aside, he is 25th. Okay, he's right behind Mykel Williams, the edge rusher out of Georgia, and just ahead of Malachi Starks, the safety out of Georgia.
So he's 25th overall for you. Do you agree with this comparison to Pickett? Sanders is a high floor, low ceiling quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, no, that's fair. And I actually think he's more so than Kenny because I wasn't sure how high Kenny's floor was. We knew he was older. But I didn't see as much progress in Kenny as I saw in Shador. And the other thing is he was playing FCS up until 2 years ago, and that transition, I was guilty of it at least in 2023 when Colorado started 3-0 and the way that Shador was playing. I was like, this guy, certainly this is what a first-round pick looks like. And then we've had a year and a half to sort of have those the full-circle conversations about how these kids stack up.
Ryan, again, a thing that bugs me about Sanders, not so much about him personally, but about the way he's being looked at by the rest of the league. We know Cam Ward's a Titan already in all but, the official announcement. There are still three teams ahead of the Steelers in the draft, the Saints, the Browns, the Giants, who all need a quarterback just as badly, if not worse, than the Steelers. None of them seem likely to take this player, and that just has me leery that if teams that also need a quarterback picking before you aren't going to pick the guy, how good really can we expect him to be? How good of a prospect is he? Because if he was a great one or a better one than he is, one of them would snap him up. And I guess one of them might, but that doesn't seem to be the way it's trending.
Yeah, they're not going to with those first three picks. So the other way you can look at it, if you want to be a little glass half full about it, to make yourself feel a little better, if the Steelers were afforded the ability to take Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, or Shedeur Sanders, they're taking Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter. They just don't have that luxury because they refuse to lose more games than they win and get a better draft position. The other thing to keep in mind, and I haven't talked to anyone about this, but just common sense thinking about it, is that Cleveland's going to take Travis at 2 unless they trade out. I don't think they're going to trade out. They could very easily, and by very easily, I mean it would cost them pick 67, move from 33 to 20 and leapfrog the Steelers and get Shedeur, because we keep hearing how Shedeur, what's he going to look like without Travis Hunter? Well, you can solve that problem by getting both of those players. So it only costs them a third-round pick if they do, in fact, want to get back up. We've already talked about Jackson Dart slipping a little bit. So that's a possibility. It might make you feel a little better. So that's also in the realm of things that could happen on Thursday night. But it's trending towards Shedeur. That's how it feels right now.
Ryan, we had a Steelers insider, Nick Faribault from PennLive.com, on yesterday. He's been at more pro days, combine, Senior Bowl than anybody on the Steelers beat. And he had heard at the NFL owners meetings, I believe, that Derek Harmon has injury or medical red flags that are either scaring some teams off or have some teams worried about his medical, and that there's a chance he slips in the draft on Thursday because of it. Have you heard that at all?
I have not heard that, but what I've talked to teams about this, the sort of second point. I was never big on Derek Harmon as a first-round pick, and Jordan Burch, his teammate, he plays outside. I didn't love his tape necessarily that much as a top 40 guy, but a name to keep in mind, I can't remember if the Steelers had this young man in or not, but Jamari Caldwell, their teammate, he plays nose tackle.
They did.
Yeah, so he doesn't look the part. He plays the part. He doesn't look like Jordan Burch or Harmon getting off the bus, but there's an opportunity for him to go on day two and shock some people. I had not heard that about Harmon.
Why aren't you a Harmon guy at 21 then, Ryan? Tell us why.
I describe him as a slow burn, and by that I mean I had to watch a ton of tape to sort of get an idea of who he's supposed to be, where you can watch Jamari Caldwell win three reps in a row. Oh, that's what that guy can do. He looks like he just rolled off the softball field, but he plays like, Cam Hayward. So that's the trade-off. And Derek Harmon looks the part, but I was like waiting for him to do something. You can see glimpses of it, but it's a lot easier to see it with Caldwell, his teammate.
Are you hearing anything? Do you get the sense? We haven't heard, every team still has their current pick in the first round. It never happens this late. Do you expect the Steelers to try to be active traders on any night of the draft based on what you're hearing, Ryan?
Well, they don't have a second-round pick, so that's a huge problem. Otherwise, they may try to – I don't know. It feels like it's a year where they're going to have to wait and see what these comp picks look like, because they're going to get a ton of those next year, and they just may have to sort of eat crow, as it were, and just take the guys that fall to them, because they need a ton of things, and you don't want to move down too far and miss out on a running back, for example, in the third round, or a wide receiver, because those guys are going to get taken up pretty quickly. Cornerback's the same thing. So it might be a situation where, unless you're willing to come out capital next year, a second-round pick, for example, to move back into round two, you might just want to wait and see what happens.
Ryan, I'm going to give you a list of players at a position of need for the Steelers where they had guys in for a visit. And from the list, you tell me, among the Steelers' picks, they've got their first, their third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, where it would make the most sense to pick one of these players.
Okay.
And why. Okay, so running back we'll do first. You've got DJ Giddens from K-State, Amarian Hampton from North. Well, we'll leave Hampton out because we're going under the assumption that Sanders is the first-round pick. So Giddens from K-State, Samson, Tennessee, Tooten, Virginia Tech, Ollie Gordon, Oak State, Jaden Blue, Texas, Caleb Johnson, Iowa, R.J. Harvey, UCF, Trayvon Henderson, Ohio State. All of those guys were here. Perfect world. Who would they take and where?
Ollie Gordon feels like what they want in a sort of a post-Najee Harris type player to complement what Jaylen Warren brings to the table, and even Kenneth Gainwell. And you can get him fifth, sixth round, and that feels like a bargain. He's going to be a workhorse between the tackles guy. Not a ton of mileage. Didn't have a down year last year, but I think he's worthy of that. And that feels like the best value. Jaden Blue is a burner. He has fumbling problems, which concern me a little bit. But Ollie Gordon's going to run through arm tackles if that's what you want in terms of change of pace.
All right. Three wide receivers, Jalen Noel and Jaden Higgins from Iowa State and Savion Williams from TCU.
Savion Williams is going to be Cordell Patterson 2.0 when he was, you know, a little younger, and that sort of versatility, because he was a wide receiver converted to running back. So Arthur Smith could do something with that. I would lean towards probably Jalen Noel. I think Jaden Higgins is doubling up on what Pickens and DK Metcalf give you, but not as explosive. Jalen Noel's a slot guy who's making a little run up the old draft boards here when you talk to teams that like him.
What round would that be?
Let's be optimistic and hope he's there in the fourth.
All right, defensive tackles. So we're going to leave Harmon out because we're going again with Sanders as the first-round pick. You have Donnie's guy, J.J. Pegues from Ole Miss, Yaha Black from Iowa, Jared Harrison Hunt from SMU, Joshua Farmer, Florida State, Elijah Roberts, SMU, Darius Alexander, Toledo, and your guy Caldwell from Oregon.
Those are, I would stay away, and I've heard the Steelers like Yaya Black a lot. He had a terrible Senior Bowl, and I did not love his tape. He has 35-inch arms, which is great, but he didn't put it all together for me. Who's Donnie's guy again? J.J. Pegues. Is that Donnie's guy?
Yeah.
I love him because he scored 7 touchdowns last year running the Wildcat. He's a former tight end, and he's a little juiced up as a developmental guy. He'll be there. Did I say fifth already? Let's take him in the sixth.
Okay.
So I think he has a chance to be there in the sixth.
All right, and then corners is the last one. Azariah Thomas, Florida State, Trey Amos from Ole Miss, and Justin Wally from Minnesota.
Oh, Trey Amos isn't going to be there because they don't have a second-round pick. So I'll go with Thomas, who didn't have a great Senior Bowl, but he feels like the exact sort of physical corner you want opposite Joey Porter Jr. Wally's a good player, more inside, but I would take in the third Thomas, and hopefully you keep your fingers crossed because he ran a 4.57 that he's still there. Plays much faster than that.
All right. Ryan Wilson, we'll see how many of these draft predictions come true. We'll be glued to your coverage all week long, Ryan, and we'll talk and recap the draft next week. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.